G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. Taking a look at round 12, we've got Sting. Tell us what you know, mate.
Well, after a bit of thought a couple of weeks ago about how this season's gotten away from me after the first few weeks, I was pulling it apart and thinking about line bets versus point bets. I seem to do a damn sight better at points betting than I do line betting, so last week we decided to go points only and it came up trumps, and this week it's not points only, but it's points focused. And that might be the path forward from now on.
Beautiful.
For a stats nerd like me.
Well, we started off that way and we did all right for a couple of years, and now we just get a little bit funky and it's all bloody game of shit. So we've got to make a few dollars, mate. This is getting a little bit out of hand.
First chance to make some dollars comes on Friday night at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium, when Geelong host Carlton. The Cats laying about 5 goals, total points line in the mid-180s.
Yeah, got a fair lean towards the minus in this one. It's the only result I can see that's going to pay a dividend. You couldn't back Carlton to do a job. That's absolutely ridiculous. The fact that they lost to the bottom place Brisbane up there last week, they just imploded 3 goals up with about 7 or 8 minutes to play and couldn't seal the deal. Geelong coming off the biggest grubbing they've had in probably 15 years, I think, from going from memory. So, I imagine they'll be pretty keen to make amends. So that's probably the only bet you can go, but Friday night, I'm not 100% sure that they're going to get across the line by that sort of a number. So there's just enough doubt there for me to sit this one out.
Yeah, the Cats do have a dubious record as really big favourites. Mm. Covered only 3 of the last 15, laying 5 goals or more. I've gone with the over here. Usually the trend in night games is to the under, but both these sides are around 50-50 at night. Importantly, 6 out of the last 7 between these two sides at Etihad have gone 200 plus. And I think Geelong in a bounce back game don't do it by winning a low scorer. I think they scorch past and kick 20 plus goals. Mm. Carlton conceded nearly 100 to Brisbane. They conceded 26 scoring shots to Adelaide. They can't stop anyone who's any good.
Yeah, it's a fair call. A fair call on the Blues. They're not a bottle up sort of side, are they?
No.
They can't beat in a shootout. They just basically can't beat you.
Yeah.
Pretty much the way it rolls.
I could see 130 to 100 here, much more than I could see 90 to 60. So I'm happy to play the over on that basis.
Good call.
Saturday afternoon, we're down at Launceston, Aurora Stadium, for the Hawks notionally hosting West Coast. The Hawks laying 5 goals, total points line low 180s.
We're bloody regulars down in Launceston, mate. No notional hosting. We're very, very well fancied in Tasmania, and we're much part of the scenery down there. So
I didn't know Hawthorpe was a suburb of Tasmania well, these days.
Mate, that bloody will go soon. Don't want to back the Hawks at the minus. Just after last week, I think they're a bit in, not cruise control, but they're very much just in a 4 points focus at the moment. With the injuries they've got, they're not about putting sides to the sword. West Coast may trouble them a little bit with their forward structure, but with Kennedy out now, Kennedy's going to miss a few weeks with a fractured eye socket that he had to have surgery on. So maybe that brings the Hawks back into it a little bit in terms of the defensive structure there. Again, the over 170, like the high 170s, is probably the play. But just the conditions a bit too fluky down in Tassie. Often you'll have 45 to 50 scoring shots, but only about 22 goals kicked for the day. So with that in mind, I'm probably just going to sit this one out.
Yeah, I had very similar thought patterns here. Hawks, too many injuries to expect a blowout. West Coast have got a garbage record in recent years as underdogs are against sides that have got any sort of metal. The stats suggest you should just bet the over in a day game, but it's a day game in Tassie, and importantly, West Coast have played 5 decent sides this year and 4 times they haven't got to 60.
Yeah, there you go.
There's every chance they'll just bugger it up again.
Yeah.
West Coast, we might need a rider here. You want West Coast over in the day against a crap side and then you want to have about 17 units on it. But in the meantime, I'm pretty happy to let this one slide.
No worries.
Twilight, game on Saturday. We're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide hosting St Kilda. The Power laying 10 to 11 goals, total points line in the mid-180s.
I actually caught this at high 50s on Monday, and I fancied it briefly. It's going to be cracking weather in Adelaide, conducive conditions to putting a big number on. Port Adelaide I think they're averaging about 130 points at Adelaide Oval this year. St Kilda, against that sort of a unit, I'm not sure that they've got 10 plus goals in them, but still, 10 goals is just a massive, massive line to be taking on in this situation. So I'm probably just happy to sit this one out. Just a little bit too scary for me.
Yeah, given the St Kilda side that got rolled out last week, you couldn't in all good conscience expect them to be competitive against a clearly better side than Collingwood are. Port, by the same token, now they won't go slow early because they'll want the 4 points, but they are two games clear of second place, and if they happen to be 7 or 8 goals up at three-quarter time, they might just put it in cruise control and focus on keeping some key personnel fit and firing for bigger fish down the line. So enough here for me to sit this one out.
I think even that said, I mean, Port Adelaide in second gear are still a better team than St Kilda are at the moment. So
unquestionably, but are they 10 or 11 goals better?
They could definitely still kick away in second gear, but 10 goals is just too big a line to be
chosen. I mean, junk time will just play a far too big a part in this game. It could be junk time by midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, exactly. You
just don't want to be betting into things like that.
Exactly right.
We're back at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium on Saturday night for the Western Bulldogs hosting Brisbane. The Dogs laying about 3 goals, total points line in the mid-170s.
Yeah, I do have a bet here on the board this week. I actually like Brisbane at the plus. I'm not getting carried away with their performance last week against Carlton, but there's a bit to like about them. They've had a win. Their confidence will be up. Jono Brown's playing pretty good footy. The thing that's got me involved in this is the fact that the Dogs have been playing really bloody ordinary for the better part of 6 weeks now, and I can't believe they're giving up 3 goals to anybody. I'm not convinced they should be giving up 3 goals to their own reserves. They've got nothing. They've got absolutely nothing going forward to centre. I think they had 62 inside 50s for 6 goals last week.
Oh,
or something ridiculous like that. So they're getting a goal every 10 inside 50s.
Anyone who had Freo at the minus last week got away with grand larceny because they had no right, given the way general play worked, to cover 6 goals. But the Dogs were just insipid in the forward 50.
The flip side of that is, I mean, the possibility of them actually putting it together and putting a score on. But from what I've seen, I'm not convinced that's the case. I'm happy to be taking 3 goal start here.
Well, I'm just god awful at tipping games between bad sides, so I kind of put the pen through this one pretty quickly. Interestingly, home sides have won 5 of the last 6 when these guys have played, and 5 of the last 6 games have been won by 58 points or more.
Well, there you go.
So, including one where Brisbane actually went to Etihad and just beat the snot out of the Dogs.
That was round 1 or 2 last year, wasn't it?
That was the other way around. Brisbane came with all the expectation. The Dogs beat them by 12 goals.
Gotcha.
But the year prior, Brisbane did put a number on them. So
I don't care what the bloody number is.
Well, if you have the plus, Brisbane may be outright.
Brisbane
or maybe 40 plus on that sort of form. You'd get a price.
Get into them, Brownie. Kick a bag.
Saturday night, again, we're at Giants Stadium in Western Sydney for the Giants hosting Essendon. Giants getting about 6 goal start. Total points line in the low 180s.
I think the six goals looks about right to me, but I do fancy the under in this game. Neither side, I mean, Essendon were able to put a bit of a number on Richmond last week, but
says then, more about Richmond than anything else.
It certainly does, and I mean, GWS were good against Hawthorn. If they can play that contested brand of football, I think that they'll be able to bottle it up a little bit. Supposed to be pretty ordinary conditions as well. Really overcast, but big chance of a bit of rain. So, look, 90 all draw, I think, is probably going a bit overs for these what these sides are capable of at the moment. So I'm happy to play under.
Yeah, I'm happy with the under as well. Giants haven't played a lot of night games, but they're 4-1 to the under at night. They're 8-4 to the under off a break of 6 days or less, and Essendon 20-11 to the under since 2012 in night games. Low 180s at an outdoor venue, you just take it. Happy to play the under. I'm not convinced that the Bombers forward line is any better last week than it was the 6 weeks prior. We just ran into some witches hats that like turning the ball over.
I think you kicked about 9 or 10 goals from your midfield last week anyway. Yeah. So I can't see Benny Howlett bobbing up with another 5 this week.
No. It's gonna be really Did he have an opponent? Oh, I'm not sure.
No,
he
wouldn't have.
Pretty happy probably, to play the under on that basis.
Trent Cotchin.
He's probably kicking it to Howlett most of the time for those 5 goals. Sunday afternoon, we start things off at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns hosting Sydney. Suns getting about 4.5 goals start. Total points line right up in the high 170s.
I like the total points line here. I'm going the over, and I'm going hard at the over. 20 degrees and sunny up on the Gold Coast. Beautiful day for football. Metricon is a good scoring ground when sides are able to play relatively free-flowing football. It's going to be a tough inside battle in the midfield, but look, Sydney's forward line are incredibly potent at the moment, and Gold Coast forward line is quite potent as well. So, I'm all over this one.
Likewise, Gold Coast nearly as good a bet in day games as West Coast are. They're 16-5 over in day games since 2012. The Swans are 16-10 over. Last year, these sides played at the SCG on. In a day game where conditions weren't fantastic and they still cracked 185, I think there's plenty of upside in this. This could go 200 without surprising. Happy to play the over.
Beautiful.
Sunday twilight, Eastern time, but it'll be a day game over at Subiaco. Fremantle hosting Adelaide. The Dockers laying about 5 goals. Total points line, low 160s.
Not a great deal in this one for me. I've had a fair look into the matchups. I think that if Crowley can do a job on Dangerfield like he did on Griffin last week, and let's be honest, Dangerfield and Griffin are pretty similar sort of footballers.
Yep.
They're explosive type crash bash sort of midfielders. Crowley kept him to I think 7 or maybe 10 stats, 3 kicks last week. So if he can do even half that job on Dangerfield, then Fremantle to win this one in the canter. But look, the line just feels about right. It feels about right. And the only play you can play in a Fremantle game is the under, and there's not much room under 160. So
there is not much room there.
Not getting involved in this.
Yeah, I couldn't find one here either. Freo got a terrific record off a break of 7 days or more, covering 29 out of their last 42. But Sanderson's beaten Lyon 3 times out of 5, and the 2 Freo wins, one was by 22 points and one was by 7. So I don't think you want to be laying 5 goals haphazardly against Brenton Sanderson with a Ross Lyon coach side at the moment. 3 of those totals have gone super low. A couple of them have been blowouts. So slightly in the under, but not enough to get involved here.
Lyon strikes me as the type of bloke who'd have a chart of that on his wall as well. He'd know exactly who he's got a winning record against. So
he was down three last year, and then they were 2 of the most grinding victories ever.
Well, he'll be very happy with that, old Rossi.
Yeah. Sunday night, we're back at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium for North Melbourne hosting Richmond. The Kangas laying about 4 goals, total points line around the 180 mark.
What have you got to say? Effectively, we've got a side that are playing good enough footy to be considered generally a top 4 side. And we've got a side that's playing, apart from their win against GWS, who didn't put up much of a battle, playing good enough footy to be considered probably a bottom 2 side. So
yep.
I actually had this one, I'm not sure why I took my eye off it, but I certainly did like the 4 goal start. And I'm gonna get on the minus here. I think North Melbourne will absolutely dust them.
Yeah, not much more to add to that. I mean, last year North beat them by 10 goals when Richmond were a good side. North's form on face value looks a bit Jekyll and Hyde, but they've actually played 6 sides with a record of 50% or better. They've played 3 sides under the 500 mark, beat the Dogs by 5 goals, beat West Coast by 6 goals, beat Brisbane by 14 goals. Richmond played 5 sides at 50-50 or above. They've lost a lot, 3 of them by 38 points or more. They got dusted by Essendon, who right now would be getting 2 or 3 goals off North.
Yep.
Even Jekyll, they'd have to put in a stinker to win by 6 goals, I think, North.
Yeah, Hyde would have to show up in spades. Yeah. And whilst that has happened, they sort of go 2-1, don't they, a little bit with the way they roll. But I think it's probably put up or shut up time with North Melbourne as well. They can't afford another...
They're going to take care of business against bad sides.
Yeah, they certainly do. And I think that message they haven't cleared. And look, Richmond are just... They haven't got the tools. They haven't got enough tools to actually get this job done the way they're playing at the moment.
And I think more to the point as well, they've got their culture at the moment. This is not a club that has an extended history of bouncing back after really shit-ass performances.
Mm.
They love sticking them together. I'm not sure that anyone's putting their hand up there at the moment. There's a lot of blokes looking at other blokes right now without actually taking accountability for things. And I don't know, which midfielder is going to kick 5 this week?
Yeah.
Ben Cunnington, step on up.
That's it.
Monday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Melbourne hosting Collingwood. The Demons getting about 5 goals, total points line around the 170 mark.
Well, this is... I'm keen on the D's at the plus. The more I look at it, the more I think that I probably shouldn't be keen on them. But there's just a lot to like about the way they're playing their footy at the moment. They've got a lot of belief within that group. Their young players are playing really good footy, the likes of Dom Tyson and these sorts of guys. And the older unheralded blokes, the Daniel Crosses of the world, are just absolutely playing the lights out at the moment. They've got a lot of mongrel in them, and they want to compete. They don't get blown away. They're not getting blown away this year. And whilst five goals isn't a blowout, I think on the big stage, big crowd, regardless of how many of them have got their full quota of teeth, I think the D's will put in a really big performance. And I reckon this is probably going to be about a 2-3 goal loss for them. So I'm happy to take the points.
Yeah, the biggest stage a lot of these guys have played on, I think the first time the MCC members would have been full on a Queen's Birthday Monday for some time.
Exactly right.
Interestingly,
more cups of tea than you can poke a stick at.
First three rounds, they are pretty terrible, the D's. 3 and 4 since, with a percentage in the low 90s. I would think they're one of the three best sides outside the eight right now. It'd be Essendon, Adelaide and Melbourne in some order. I think they're better than West Coast.
Mm. Yeah, on exposed form.
They got beaten by 15 goals in round two.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd want to be laying any more than 2 goals if they had a rematch.
Yeah.
Slightly into the plus, but enough in the history here for Collingwood. They are a very good side, and they're a very tenacious side. I guess the kind of trip for them is whether they're 3 or 4 goals up late in the piece, they've got a few injuries, whether they're just happy to bank the 4 points and move on.
Mm.
But the D's are a shot. If the D's get out of the blocks and are competitive early, they can stay in games.
100%. If they get a few kicked on them early, they can fall away. That's the mindset.
The nature of young sides.
Yeah, exactly right. But they get their confidence up, and yeah, they're hard to beat to the footy. They want to be first to the ball, which is good to see. So
yeah. So I'd rather the plus than the minus, but there's just enough here for me to stay out.
Pussy.
Right, so four in total this week. We've got the overs in the Geelong Carlton game, unders in GWS Essendon, overs in Gold Coast Sydney, and North at the minus.
I've got Brisbane at the plus, I've got unders GWS Essendon, I've got overs Gold Coast Sydney, North Melbourne at the minus, and the D's at the plus. So back in a couple of dogs this week. Let's see if the shift actually
and we've,
plays.
We've got a few of the same again, so those three buggers better get up, because otherwise it's going to be lean pickings for this column once again.
Nah, mate, we'll be back this week. All the best, guys. Punt well.